Well, so when I started drawing, I was really bad at backgrounds. I used to just draw the front character or whatever, and there wouldn't be anything behind it. And I, at the same time, while I was drawing a lot, I majored in industrial design. I was doing a lot of concept sketching and drafting, and we learned perspectives and stuff. And I realized, like, once I had a box set up, even just like a 1-point perspective box, you can fill it with objects, and it kind of creates its own world. So I do a lot of interiors because once you have a room set up, you're like, obviously, I need a door, I need a window, and then you can start to put objects in them. And it just gave me a kind of constraints and a platform to be able to start to work from. And then I kind of really liked when I started doing multiple boxes. It almost looks like a comic strip, and it has a bit of a narrative, even if they're not directly connected. And I started putting little doors and ladders, and this one doesn't go through as much, but it was kind of fun to do a play of like what fits compositionally. I don't know, I stay home a lot, so it's a lot of home drawings. I used to live in like an uninsulated attic in college, and then right out of college I was in like a laundry closet, so I was drawing these like really nice rooms because I was like, I dreamed of having like windows. And I was just kind of drawing what I wanted to be ideally. Luckily I'm in like a really lovely apartment now, but a lot of these drawings were just kind of like wishful thinking. Yeah.